of Palm City on January 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Palm City Civic Center, located at 770 Southwest 33rd Street, Palm City. Our services are in Spanish and English, so make this your house of refuge. For more information, please call 706-414-5827. Esta tu casa de refugio.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
The message is entitled, Grace, the Gateway to Greatness. Gateway to greatness. I hope tonight that there can be some understanding imparted to you in relation to where you are right now in your journey. You know, sometimes things happen that we don't understand, that we don't always comprehend or are unable to wrap our mind around. And Satan would have it so, where you don't understand, so he could discourage you, to back you off of a promise that God has given to you. Amen? So grace is the gateway to greatness. I want to start by saying that first things first, we have to realize and consistently embrace the fact that God has called you to greatness. He didn't call you to mediocrity. Three amens, that's okay. Some of y'all will get it after a while before you get the CD or something. God has called you to greatness. He didn't call you to be nominal. And our calling is not to be average. So stop looking for an average life, average stuff. When you're called to greatness, your trials ain't going to be average. Your tests, your challenges are not going to be average. Let me say something about a gate. First of all, in the scripture and in the Old Testament as well as in the New, they represent many things, gates. They represent many things, but everything that a gate represents requires a manifestation of God, and I'm going to say it this way, as a breaker in order to break through into all the dimensions that are represented by a gate. And I'll say it again. Where you stand right now, you stand at the threshold of greatness. The gate that you, and that's why you're in so much trouble. That's why it seems like all hell breaks loose. It's not because you've been wrong or you've been sinning and you've been doing, no. All hell breaks loose because the devil knows you're on the threshold of something. And I'll say it tonight, it's on the threshold of greatness. You're going somewhere you've never been. You're going to become somebody you never knew. You're going to do some stuff you never thought you could do. You're going to possess some things you only dreamed about. Because see, it takes a move of God. It takes a breaker's anointing to break through the gate. And that's why there are times where it seems like your trials are just supernatural. Like you're going to be drowned. Amen. Like you're overwhelmed. Amen. Like you can't take anymore. Amen. It's not because of sin in your life. It's because you are standing at the threshold of something. Amen. And were it not the grace of God. Amen. See, the grace is the gateway. Amen. It's not your strength. It's not your ability. It's not your education. It's not you. It's the grace. Remember when David called for Mephibosheth? The grace didn't start with Mephibosheth, it started with David. Amen. See, the grace is there. The grace is the gateway. Amen. You know, the Word of God tells us that we are to labor, to enter into rest. But the end result of our labor is not labor, it's rest. Amen. And when you come into that place of rest, now the knot is in operation. When you have peace, now God is working. Squeezes all the life out. That's a word that we'll look in the scripture. That's a word that's used for the devil, Python, because he'll try to squeeze your life out of you. But look at somebody and tell them, thank God for his grace. He's gate for you. But it depicts something that's blocked that is going to take or requires a things, but it of God as a breaker. See, people still know Jesus as the little baby in the manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, but you need to know him as the breaker. You need to know him as the one that don't take no prisoners. You need to know him as the Lion of Judah. Hello? Someone was sharing a dream with me concerning eyes. And you know, the eyes are the window of the soul. I remember having a vision when the Lord showed me paradise, and I saw the Lord there, and I could see his face, but he didn't allow me to see his eyes. It's amazing how you could be looking right at, like I'm looking at the Cunningham, but I couldn't see his eyes. I could see the beard that he had and the robe that he had on and the hair. I could see it all, but I couldn't see his eyes. You know, the Bible says his eyes are eyes of fire. It wasn't a time for him to, for me to look him in the eye. You know, because his eyes penetrate. It burns. Are you hearing? It cleanses. It purifies. But we have to begin to understand his dimension of, he's the Lion and he's the Lamb. But we have to know him at certain times in our life as the Lion. You know, there's certain things that God don't want you to have to put up with. But if you only know him as the Lamb, you'll get kicked around and kicked around. I'm not talking about we get in the flesh and start fighting, but there are times you put your foot down in the spirit and say, okay, here's where we draw the line. You cross that line, it's on. And you can still be a nice, sweet Christian. Just tell them, get out your face. Don't hit me no more. People get on guilt trips because they say, oh, I thought you were a Christian. I thought you were. Yeah, I am. And try it again. Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on, he's a lion. He roars at different times. He draws the line. See, a lot of put up with a lot of stuff, and the devil's steady stealing from you and beating you down, and you're all mixed up and confused, and he's surrounding you, want to give up, and you feel like you're dying, and all you have to do is say, stop it. Where it says resist the devil, he'll flee. Gates. I'm telling you, this church, businesses in this church, people in this church, I'm telling you, we are at a threshold. That's why all hell breaks loose. That's why trouble comes from every corner. Trouble you didn't even know existed. Stuff you didn't even think could go wrong. And the enemy's like this. He'll try to get you so weak that if you break a nail, you'll start crying. Somebody bear witness to that, I see. But our help is in the Lord. I'm here to prophesy to you. That prophetic word has been on me since Sunday. But I'm here to prophesy to you. And I don't know how many of y'all have experienced change already, but I've experienced some change this week already. I prophesied by this week that there was going to be some change. I didn't know all who I was talking to, but I said this week, I said, before you know it, sometime tomorrow, change is going to come. And you know what? I looked at the clock when I felt something lift in my spirit, and all of a sudden I began to see God. And I looked and I said, you know what? It's right about this time tomorrow. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. See, the devil don't care who you are, what status you have in life. What he cares about, are you believing? He don't care how well you do stuff, but are you believing God? He knows you believe in God, but are you believing God right now? Are you standing on firm on the word where you are right now? I'm not staying here, and I'm not going to die in this condition. I'm moving forward in Jesus' name. I don't care what the opposition is. I don't care what the lies are. I don't care how dark it is. I don't care how many they have. I'm moving forward in Jesus' name. I have a grace to move forward. I'm not afraid, and I'm not ashamed. Sometimes you got to put all your eggs in one basket and say, for God I live, and for God I die. If God don't come through, I'm done. But guess what? That's just when he comes through. Because he is the breaker. He didn't put you out there to leave you out there. Make you ashamed. Get you all messed up for you to die out there. That sounds like Israel. Did you bring us out here to die? No, God brought you out to take you in. Hey, there's more at stake than just you. God's got a name to uphold. When you've been telling everybody you trust in God, and all of a sudden everything go haywire, fall apart. God said, no. They've been testifying and bragging on me. That's what Moses told God. God told Moses in the wilderness, I'm going to kill them all. Because they complain too much. And Moses said, but Lord, what the nation's going to say about you? You brought them out, but you weren't able to take them in. So there's a whole lot more at stake. There's a breaker. Come on. There are gates. The word says the gates of hell shall not prevail. And the gates of hell are not expanding. They are detracting. Because the church is marching. You might not recognize. Tell somebody, you better recognize. The church is not standing still. We are moving forward. That's why you get hit with this and hit with that. And the enemy's there and this happens and that falls apart. And all this comes at you because you are a threat. The devil knows if you get too much further, you're going to realize greater is he that is in you. God is doing exactly what he said. God will open a door that no man can shut. God will pull down every stronghold. God will defeat every devil. God will cast down imagination. He'll do just what he said. That's why the enemy's been on a mission to try to destroy you, to try to stop you, because you've come to the gate. The gate called greatness. Here's where you start getting big. Here's where your name starts getting out there. Here's where your money starts or stop acting funny. Here's where your business gets to rolling. So he's doing everything. Try to stop you, try to block you. Tell somebody, that's what this is all about. It's a spiritual warfare. And gates require a manifestation of God as a breaker. Not as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, but as a breaker. King of kings on a white horse. Two-edged sword in his mouth. Eyes of fire. Huh? Name written in his forehead. Amen. That's the one. This side of the resurrection. And I'm here to tell you tonight that he has gone before you. I said I'm here to tell you tonight that God has gone before you. Look at somebody, tell him, don't be afraid. But don't be dismayed. God himself has gone before you. Not only has he gone before you, he goes with you.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 38 of Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled, The Gateway to Greatness. If you don't understand who you are and whose you are, you can live in past failures and even in past successes. Be careful not to lose sight of God's purpose for your life. Don't become complacent and just live in a survival mode. You are in a fixed fight. The battle is already won. Stop trying to get what you've already gotten. It's time for you to break loose into your greatness.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.